Kilo, Tibet 4, Zulu, Yankee, Kilo, KQ4, ZYK, Roger and Taylor, checking radio.
10, Roger, N4HHC.
Is this Warren? Well, I haven't tested it on my memory channel. Because last night you told me where I put it over to the frequency mode, and I put the 14601 in, and then on the bottom, the fuel part on the bottom. And I've had it all day with it, and I've been it. Somebody called it.
You were solid in there for a little while, and then you started breaking up, so you might have been moving around. We're close enough that I could hear you on the input. So you're transmitting on the correct frequency, and if you're hearing me, then you're listening on the correct frequency. So that's good. Now you just got to figure out how to put it in the memory. Over.
Well, I'm hearing you. My bars are lighting up on 14601. And, of course, that's the one that I'm also talking on.
You're really just operating simplex on the repeater input. So if you're listening also on 14601, then you're not listening to me from the repeater.
And my guessing is that 14661 has a tone to it, whether it be 123.0 or 127 point whatever. That's what I was then thinking. And maybe the one to get into the repeater has a code on it, or has a tone number on it.
There are no tones on 14661. I'm not operating any tones, and you're hearing me fine. And so no tones. Don't set any tones.
So then I'm basically not getting to that repeater.
You are, because I'm listening to you on the repeater. Okay, so I'm listening to you on 14661. So the repeater is rebroadcasting your signal. Now, every once in a while you break up, but you've been solid here the last little bit. So you might have quit moving around. But so all you've got to do is figure out how to program in the split, and your transmit's going to be 14601, and your receive is going to be 146610.
Things I've done with these other repeaters that I'm going to talk on that chirp, the 14661 goes in as the frequency, and then down the line, it's a negative 0.6.
0.16. That doesn't seem right. You have a negative. This has a negative split at 0.6.
All right. Good enough. I'm gonna get some work done on the computer. KQ4ZYK.
Maybe there's somebody on there familiar with. I think you said chirp, that can help you, but the problem is you're not going to be able to hear them unless they're close like you and I are, because you're not listening to the repeater, you're listening to the input, so it's unlikely that you would hear them. Over.
Well, slow process. I get it figured out one day. Thank you.
Good. Making progress. That's what it's about. All right. Good to chat with you, Roger. N4HHC.